Thanks again for joining us for a new episode of Mining City Minutes. And today we have the New Hope Pregnancy Clinic with us to discuss what they offer and, you know, all the great resources we have in this town. And this is another one. So give your name.
My name is Julie Endy, and I'm the executive director at the New Hope Pregnancy Clinic.
And then Amber?
My name is Amber Ottenreith, and I am the nurse manager at the New Hope Pregnancy Clinic.
Great. Thanks for being here on our podcast. If you guys kind of want to just take turns and let me know what you guys do and what the pregnancy clinic does.
Yeah. So our mission at the New Hope Pregnancy Clinic is dedicated to providing compassionate care, support, and resources to women, men, and families facing pregnancy decisions through faith, love, and practical assistance. We empower families to make informed plans for a brighter future. And so some of the things that we offer are free pregnancy tests, limited OB ultrasounds, we do parenting classes, we have programs where they can earn points to buy things for their baby for free. So all of our services are free and confidential at the clinic, and we just have amazing donors that give a ton of clothes and high chairs and strollers and
Diapers.
So, and that's another thing we offer is we do emergency diapers. Last year we gave away over 200 packs of diapers. And
oh, wow.
Yeah. We just get a lot of donations, and we are able to brand new and gently used. And we are able to help people in our community that are having babies or maybe are unexpectedly having babies. So.
Okay, so it's pregnancy, but also if they need a little help with diapers and things like that, they can go there as well.
Yeah, and formula.
Okay, and that's wipes. Amazing. Yeah. Yeah, and then so you're a nurse there?
I am. I do all of our pregnancy tests. They are just the urine pregnancy test, and we're able to give the verifications of pregnancy, which people do need for insurance purposes. So we're able to do that. And then I love being able to do the limited OB ultrasounds. The first trimester is what I do, and we're looking to make sure baby's where baby's supposed to be, confirming how far along mama is, and making sure baby has a nice strong heartbeat.
Oh, perfect. That sounds like you guys offer a lot. Do you guys help if they don't have doctors, or what other kind of, you know, kind of wraparound services do you guys offer?
So we have, with every positive pregnancy test and every ultrasound, we do send them with a referral list of all of the OBGYNs in the Butte and Anaconda area. So they're able to make their choice if they prefer male, female, in town, out of town, midwives. So we help provide them a list with all of those resources.
Oh, great. And what's the point system you were talking about?
Yeah, so the point system is they can watch videos, like their parenting videos, like on safe sleep or how far along they might be, or they have screaming toddlers at home, or there's stuff on budgeting. They can watch those videos and they can earn points if they, anything that they're doing to better their life. So if they are working or if they're going to school or
keeping their doctor's appointments.
Yeah, keeping their doctor's appointments, or, you know, even just their WIC appointments or anything that they're doing, they get to get points for that. And then those points turn into like almost like dollars in our boutique. So we have a little boy and a little girl boutique, and they're able to purchase things for their babies. And
yeah, well, that's neat. It's kind of an incentive to get educated and make sure we have a lot more parenting education and baby safety and nutrition and all those things.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yep. And we also have a maternity room upstairs. If moms are looking for maternity clothes, they can be kind of hard to come by here in Butte sometimes. And those actually do not cost any points. So you can come and shop. We're always at, you know, whatever we get donated. We're always looking for maternity clothes in all sizes to be donated. And yeah, women can go up and shop for maternity clothes, nursing bras, anything like that that they need during pregnancy.
Oh, great. Yeah. So you guys do offer a whole lot of stuff. And I think people do know you're there, but I didn't know that what you offered and how many resources you have. And it's a drop by, or is it an appointment only?
So we prefer appointments just because we just never know if Amber's already busy or anything like that. We only have one nurse. You know, we would like an appointment. If you do drop by, we can schedule your appointment. Or if Amber's not busy, she can definitely take you back and do a pregnancy test or shop or whatever it is that we need to do. And then the other thing that we just started a couple years ago, we partnered with the 4Cs and 0 to 5. We offer the foster closet. That is another program that we have.
And what's that?
That is where any of our foster families in town, if they get somebody, little person, 0 to 5, they can come in and get stuff for their babies for free.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. 'Cause I know we've had many foster parents that needed it. And I know I sent a gentleman to you guys who recently took in his granddaughter, and I was like, oh boy, yeah, I think he needs some help. And I know you guys were willing to do that.
Oh, yeah.
It was wonderful because he was trying and he loves his granddaughter, but I think he just was overwhelmed. So it's good to know you guys have that program as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. We get a lot of just people who just feel overwhelmed, and sometimes just having our community come in and just hang out with us. We've had many clients just come in. They don't really need anything that day. They just need someone to talk to. So they come in, we have a coffee bar, they help themselves to a cup of coffee, they get a snack, you know, they chit chat with us for a while. Sometimes they just need that connection. It's hard when you don't have sometimes a lot of support. So we turn into their support system and we build bonds and friendships with them. And I absolutely love being able to build those friendships and get to know our families and watch them from positive pregnancy test to seeing babies on ultrasound. And then they come in and, you know, watching their bellies grow and getting to feel those babies move. And then they come in with these brand new babies and they're like, here, and they just hand over their tiny little precious people for us to hold and snuggle. Like, it is such an amazing thing that we're able to offer. And just to watch these families grow, it's amazing.
I love that. I love that it's not just a, okay, stop in for a pregnancy test or an ultrasound. It's through the pregnancy. And especially with, you know, I know there's a lot of single moms out there that do need that support.
Yeah.
You know, and just someone to talk to. So it's nice that there is that there, because there's a lot of mental health crisis. And in this town, it's, you know, high, and we need more of those kind of resources, even if it's just someone to reach out to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're all moms there. We've been in moms for different lengths of time and have walked different paths. And so myself and Julie and our other lovely lady, Chris, that's there, we have such a wealth of knowledge and such an understanding of it can be hard. Whether, you know, it's planned or unplanned or whatever it is, we've walked different journeys and we can really relate to our community on, you know, quite a unique level.
Yeah. Like I said before we started this, it was 23 years ago now when I was unexpectedly pregnant, and I got the test there, and then I had my first ultrasound there because I didn't have a doctor yet. And it was just really nice to be like, oh wow. Well, and I ended up going with a midwife, and she's now retired, Sue Burton, and she's just was the most wonderful person in the world. But yeah, it was nice to go somewhere and know, okay, this is free, this is nice, because right now I just got out of the military, so what am I doing? It was really nice. And I like that. You know, we want to give you guys a spotlight too, because we hear about, there's a lot of clinics in town, but there's very few that people can just walk in and, hey, I need this, and it's confidential, and it's throughout the whole pregnancy. So that's very different. I do love that. And the foster care system as well. I think that's great that you guys are doing that.
We love what we do.
We do.
So are you guys a private one, or is it any kind of publicly funded, or is it relying a lot on donations?
So our funding comes a lot from donations. Do get some grants, but mostly, you know, different people in our community just support us.
Do you guys have any fundraisers that are coming up that anyone be interested in?
Yeah. So on April 12th, we do a brunch at the Butte Country Club from 10 to 1. And it's going to be, we love it. It's the brunch is wonderful and everybody loves that. So, and
okay. I'd love to get more details, and we'll post that along with our podcast on our Facebook and places like that for you guys. So anything else you want to share about what you guys do and any kind of resources you guys offer in the community or who else you work with?
So we have a ton of other community resources. So when moms or dads or anybody sign up for our Bridges program, where you earn points, they get this cool little notebook. And we work with tons of different places, the 4Cs, WIC, the 0 to 5, and we have a huge list of resources in there, from childbirth classes, information on where they can go to help get car seats installed, gatherings for parents in our community, how to get free breast pump, tons of different resources that we have in our community. We try to get all of those papers together and put it in one consolidated space for them and give that to them so they can take it with them, so they can just flip through there and be like, oh wait, I need this, where do I find it? So we just got tons of updated stuff from St. James, all of their new logos and everything on it and their breastfeeding support that they have. So yeah, we try to keep our clients connected with all the resources that we have in the community.
So that way it is a one-stop shop. I do love that. I love when you can go one place and then if you need other things, there is a nice list. We're trying to get those established with our behavioral health local advisory council for mental health and substance abuse. So it's nice that other places are doing the same thing with their specific needs.
Yeah.
It's really comforting to know that people in the community are taking upon themselves to get these things going. Anything else?
Oh, and then in June, we do a fun day, Community Days. And that is just a day that we put all of our extra stuff, maybe that hasn't been taken, or we just get a lot of donations throughout the year. And so we just don't have the space. And I never, ever want to be somebody that hoards things. So we put it out in the yard, in our yard, and we have a big yard. And people just come and grab whatever they need. And people are so great that day. Like they don't just take things. They're very generous and like kind to others. And
we also have a lot of people that bring us donations on that day. They come and take stuff and they're like, oh wait, here's this too. Like, I don't need this, but I took this. Is that okay?
Yeah.
We're like, yes, thank you so much for the donation. We love it.
Yeah.
Oh, that is nice.
Just helping others. Babies are only in things for so long. And so you buy all this stuff and, you know, they grow out of it so fast. So it's kind of nice to just be able to give it away to other people that might need it at that stage. So
I always tell people when they ask, oh, what do we get someone for a shower? Well, don't get them the nice, fancy clothing. They'll last about maybe, you know, a month in those.
Yeah.
It's good to get, you know, regular stuff. But it's nice that, you know, when they do grow out, there is a place that you can take those things.
Yeah.
So that's great that there's a resource that will take those donations and you guys can exchange them.
Yeah, and we do.
And we do, yeah. And we have a rack kind of in our lobby that I love setting up. So we get lots of seasonal items, holiday items, and I get to take all of those items and put them out. Right now we have all of our St. Patrick's Day baby clothes out and our Easter baby clothes. So when people come in, I'm like, oop, this is coming up. What size are we going to be in? Let's dress your baby for the holiday. I love being able to do that. And then around football season, we get all of our ore digger stuff and our Bobcat and Grizz clothes out. And it's always fun to be like, what's your team?
Nice.
And hearing the debates. Well, my partner is for this team, but I'm for this team. And I'm like, well, I guess you need one of each.
Oh, so that's lovely.
So it's fun to dress the babies on the fly as they come in with the seasonal stuff that is donated to us.
Oh, great. So how long have you guys been around? I know it's been a long time.
It has. So in 1992 is when they opened. I believe that they became a nonprofit in 1996, though. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you have been around a while. I just think that that's a good opportunity to spotlight that because we don't have, I think, enough places like that. You know, we love our health department. They do amazing things down there as well.
They do.
Yeah, and we work with them.
We work with them as well.
Absolutely. And WIC and all that, those are very important things that these, if someone is unexpectedly pregnant or planned it, you know, it's nice to know that you guys can say, hey, well, WIC does this. And I know that that's very important. They have the formula. They have everything for the littles, not just babies. So that's a good thing.
And for mommy.
And for moms too. Yeah, the WIC program for the moms. I always encourage our pregnant moms. I'm like, go, you know, see if you qualify. Go sign up if you do. Support you during your pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And it's necessary. It's very expensive right now with food and stuff. So it's a good program. And
it is.
And I think they think so much of the babies. I think sometimes moms get forgotten. And like you said, it's a good place to drop in and even talk.
Yeah.
So I think that's very important. So another service you guys do help with is adoption. If someone is really struggling and they'd love to take that route, I know there's some resources you guys have for that.
We do. We have several resources with multiple different adoption agencies in the state of Montana. Our clinic has been used several times for women and families to meet with these adoption agencies kind of as a neutral ground. The adoption agencies from out of town will come to us. They'll contact the clinic and set up an appointment. And then they use our consultation room to meet with moms once, twice, multiple times, and just let them know the options that are out there for adoption. There's so many different types of adoption out there. It's not like a lot of people think where I hand my baby over and it's closed and I never hear from him again. There's so many different options. Here recently, we did have an adoption at the clinic. The birth mom met with the adoption agency multiple times and then handed baby over to the adoption agency at our clinic And then she left and the adoptive parents came in and got baby. So we're able to offer that too. And it's a really great, great service. That's an option too. You know, help facilitate that. We can give parents the information. They can contact the adoption agencies on their own, or we're more than happy to contact the adoption agencies on their behalf and set up appointment for them to use our facility.
That's a great resource. I know there's a lot of families out there that do want children and are unable. And then there's, you know, those unexpected where, you know, mom does want to have the baby and, you know, find a great home. And I think that's an amazing resource you guys have as well. All right. Well, thank you guys so much. And we'll look forward to getting this aired and look forward to sharing your fundraising opportunities and your little community events that you have. Thanks for being a guest. Thanks for tuning in for another episode of Mining City Minutes. And we'll be back soon.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.